Tonight's topic, I wanted to discuss two parts of halacha that comes out after the birth of a baby boy. One has to do with the Shalom Zachar. And the other one, if there's time, I want to discuss what's commonly known today as the Vachnach. In Yiddish, for Svardim, it's called Leil Yitzchak. So we'll try to discuss that as well. But believe it or not, there's a lot of halachic, interesting information that comes out from both of those two events. So we'll start off with the Shalom Zachar, because it has much more than you believe when you think, much more halachic background than perhaps other events that we're familiar with. So where exactly does it come, this idea that of a Shalom Zachar? So there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pei. The Gemara tells us a story. The second line in, the Gemara says, Michi Asir Rav Lebavel, Rav Shmuel V'Revasi Iklo L'Bei Shvua HaBen. A story. Rav Shmuel V'Revasi Iklo, they met L'Bei Shvua HaBen. They met at an event called Bei Shvua HaBen. So that literally translates to be the week of a boy. For Amrile, some say Lebi Yeshua HaBen. It was the salvation of the baby. What was these events? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says on the side, what's Shvua HaBen? Bris Mila. They met at a bris. Now why is it called Shvua HaBen? Hashem Sha'ovru Olav Shviyom. Because 7 days elapsed for the bris. We know the bris takes place Ubiyoyim Hashmini. So 7 days elapsed. And that's why it's called the day of seven. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. What's the second pshat in the Gemara? They met at a Yeshua HaBen. What's a Yeshua HaBen? Zek Rashi Mishteh. It's a party. She'oisin the pidyon haben b'chod, that you make for a pidyon haben of an older son, of the firstborn son. Yeshua, so what's the word Yeshua? Mitargiminon, it's translated purkan, to redeem, k'moy pidyon. So according to Rashi, the two pshatim in the Gemara are reflective of either a bris or a pidyon haben. If you notice, something interesting about Rashi. When Rashi talks about the pidyon haben, he calls it a mishteh, calls it a party. When he talks about the bris, there is no mention of a party. He just calls it a bris milah. So this is a discussion which we touched upon Sunday morning, many weeks ago, that it's not clear where it comes from that you're supposed to make a sudas bris. Everyone knows you do, and that's how you serve bagels. But the question is, where does it say that you're supposed to make a suda at the commemoration of a bris? So here Rashi seems to be saying, at a pidyon haben you make a mishteh. But where does it say you make a mishteh at a bris? So we mentioned in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is medayi from a Rashi Maseches Nida. Rashi Maseches Nida says that why is it bris milah on day 8? So Rashi makes the comment based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, because we don't want it to be that everyone's happy except for the parents. Why would the parents not be happy? Because they're still tamei. Their tumah doesn't go off till day 8. So Zakt Rashi, it's not right that mom and dad are the only ones in the room that are not happy. So Rashi over there says they're supposed to be happy. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, oh, you see, you're supposed to make a party. This Rashi is mashma the opposite. This Rashi is mashma that there's more of a reason to make a party at a pidyon haben than there is to make at a bris. Whatever the case is, there's no mention of Shalom Zachar in this Gemara. It's either referring to a bris or it's referring to a pidyon haben. Comes along Tosfos at number 3, and Tosfos writes Rashi's pshat, and then he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Some people had the gear sets, Rabbeinu Chananel. That what? Rabbeinu Tam pirish shenoylad shom bein. They gave birth to a boy. Valshem shehavlad noisha v'nimalit mimei imoy. You know what the commemoration was? The fact that the baby came out safe and okay from the mother. They used to make a party commemorating the fact that the baby came out okay. That's what this party was. This party was not a pidyon haben and it wasn't a bris. You know what the party was? The second shot in the Gemara was Yeshua haben. Was translation, Yeshua means the salvation. The baby was saved. That the baby was born healthy and the baby came out okay. That's a reason for a party. That's Tosfos' pshat in the Gemara in Baba Kama. So according to Tosfos, that's what we're going to have to talk about. Perhaps the million-dollar question on the entire Shalom Zachar event is, why don't girls have one? And there's probably no great teretz for it, to be honest with you. I hate to sound so negative about it, but there's no great answer. As we go through the different reasons for it, and it's not my kasha, the Dogel Merivov, the Noidi Behuda. I don't think we'd consider the Noidi Behuda was a strong feminist. But the Dogel Merivov on his commentary to Yeridei has his kasha. And based on the reasons it should come out, that you should make one for girls as well. So let's see. So we have this Tosfos. Tosfos writes that what happened in the Gemara was, what was the Bei Yeshua? The Bei Yeshua means they used to commemorate a day when the baby was born and he came out safe and secure. They made a party. Says the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen over there was discussing a shayla about making a pidyon haben on Shabbos. Hold on, there's a shayla. Can you make a pidyon haben on Shabbos? Or how do you have the pidyon? How do you have the buying back? A constant discussion. In the middle of that tshuva, he puts in the following. He writes, the Gemara tells us that Rav, back to our original Gemara, the Gemara says Rav and Shmuel went to this party. Now the Gemara tells us in the Chulin, Rav didn't go to regular parties. Rav wasn't a party guy. He only went to what's called a Sudat Mitzvah. Rav didn't just go to parties. So now you have to ask yourself, so what exactly was this party that they went to? So according to Rashi, it was a Pidyon HaBen. That's a big party. According to the second Pshat, the other Pshat in the Gemara, it was a Bris. Right? According to Taisus, where did he go to? He went to some commemorating the baby's Yeshua, that the baby was saved. So says the Shumas Hadeshin, the Gemara tells us that Rav went, and Rav did not go to Sudas Yeshus. And now what we call today, what we call the modern day Shalom Zachar, says the Shumas Hadeshin. Shumas Hadeshin lived in the times of the Rishonim. He writes, it's called the Sudas Mitzvah. Because the Shumas Hadeshin is assuming Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat and Taisvis is the modern day Shalom Zachar. This Suda that we make, look at his Lashon. We make it when? We make it the Shabbos HaSamach Laleida. The Shabbos directly after the baby is born. The closest Shabbos to its birth. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Chananel or Rabbeinu Tam, what are we commemorating? We're not talking about his bris. We're commemorating his birth. We're saying that he was born healthy, so then it should be the closest time to his birth. It has nothing to do with his bris milah. But the Shabbos Hadeshin says it's a Sudas Mitzvah. So then the $1 million question is, why do we do it Friday night? Says the Shabbos Hadeshin, B'shas Shakol Mitzoyim Bebateyem. That's when people are home. Tuesday night, people are busy. There's parlor meetings, there's shiurim, there's work. Right? There's always something going on. Friday night, there's nowhere to go. Everyone's home. So according to the Shemus Hadeshin, the reason why we make a Shalom Zachar Friday night is practically logistics. Everyone is available, everyone is around. And then he goes on to explain. Then he writes over here, the Sudas, who the Pidyas Haben, lost the Sudla Pasumi Mitzvah. Then he goes on to explain that even though that's only one Pshat in the Rishonim, he says, but everyone agrees that Pidyas Haben is a real mitzvah. But the Shemus Hadeshin, in the middle of these words, relates to us the idea that the Shalom Zachar is a Sudas Mitzvah, B, commemorative of the fact that the baby came out healthy, and is done Friday night for the simple reason of people are all home. That's the Shemus Hadeshin's take on the modern day Shalom Zachar. It comes from Taisvis in Baba Kam.
But if that's a Sudas Mitzvah, how do you need to wash?
So we're going to talk a little bit more tonight. What is this halachic significance of being called the Sudas Mitzvah? What's very negated is perhaps what you serve and perhaps who can attend. Often the shayla is about an oval. Can an oval attend Shalom Zachar? We'll be able to discuss that as well tonight. So the Ramah brings us in Yeridei. If you look in Yeridei, number 5, Reish Tamachet, that's Hilchas Milah, the Ramah quotes the following idea. He says, Oid Nagu, there's a minog. Lase Suda Umishte. Suda Umishte. That sounds like a full-blown party. Not just some chumas and beer, right? Suda Umishte. Bilel Shabbos La'achas Shenoy L'Zachar, the Friday night after a male is born. Nichnosim Eitz La'Tinuk. Another important words. We go to the baby. We'll be able to discuss tonight the big shot of where to make the Shalom Zachar. Where the baby is, where it's more convenient, what say the baby's in the hospital, all these shaylos that people deal with. Says the Ramah, where do you go? You go to the baby. Litoim Sham, to taste something. Taste, you're supposed to have a big meal. So the Ramah himself is a little confusing. We'll see the Aruch HaShulchan points it out. V'ugam kein Sudas Mitzvah, and it's also deemed the Sudas Mitzvah. So basically what the Ramah did is he cut and pasted from the Shumas Hadeshin. He passes like this Shumas Hadeshin, that what we call today is the Shalom Zachar, is a Sudas Mitzvah, and it's supposed to have in it Suda Umishta. It's supposed to be a big festive party. He doesn't tell you why to commemorate the party, but if you look in the new print, they write parentheses Shumas Hadeshin. Now, whether or not the Ramah wrote that or the printer wrote that, but we know that this is coming from the Shumas Hadeshin. Now, so we're going to see exactly when the timing of this should be. That's also perhaps totally in the reasons. But the Ramah's not really giving you a reason. He's just telling you the facts. Now, you could assume the reason is like the Shumas Hadeshin, that it's to commemorate the baby came out safe and sound, that the baby survived labor. Says the Taz on the side.
Really, you should know, said the Nimlat. I mean, if Rachmanel is not a baby's born and he's not well, you still make the Shalom Zachar the Friday night. It's just the bris baby born, right?
That's true, depending.
So much totally on the fact that it's right. Well, I mean, you hope.
Right, that's why it's delayed. That's why it's not totally in the bris.
No, but I'm saying the Shalom Zachar, though, it says it's just a no shab in Nimlat Nime Imo.
Right.
He just came out, but he. God forbid there's a situation with the baby, still make it.
Right, I guess you saw him, right. So there's a Shaila. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a piece where he talks about making Shalom Zachar for children that are born with disabilities. I don't understand it. He says you don't. I don't really understand why not. I partially don't understand it. I read it again. I decided not to put it in the Ma'ar Mekayimus because I partially don't understand it. So, they talk about, let's say a baby's not going to survive. Let's say you know the baby's not going to make it. The Pesukim Taka talk about it. You make a Shalom Zachar for a baby who's the nafel. You know the baby's not going to survive. If for this reason, there's no reason why you should. There's other reasons.
But if a baby born out of Shabbos, you still go ahead.
Oh, we're gonna get to that in a second. That's a big shaila. Everyone knows if a baby born on Erev Shabbos or a baby born on Friday night. Why Erev Shabbos?
Well, okay, I mean, you know, just before...
Oh, good, we'll get to that. We'll talk about it. So the Taz gives us some more reasons. He quotes the Truma Sedeshen. That's, everyone knows the Truma Sedeshen's reason. The reason why you make a Shalom Zachar, I'm giving everyone here great material. So if you ever have to speak at a Shalom Zachar here, you have all the material you need for giving a drush at a Shalom Zachar. So the first reason is the Truma Sedeshen is to commemorate, it's to appreciate that the baby came out. Says the Taz, I have another reason. I have a Medrash. What does it say in the Medrash? This is what also people are familiar with. The Medrash says, Heblev, you have a Marshal of Melech. It's compared to a king. Everyone that I see has to first see the high hancho first. I don't want you to bring your child as a carbon. I don't want to bring him to the mila until Shabbos passes. Some significance about a Shabbos passing through the baby's life, and that's why a baby needs to have a Shabbos. Doesn't say anything about a Friday night, says about a Shabbos. Then the last reason, which is perhaps the most common reason, is the drisha, brings from Rabbeinu Menachem, Mashenoyim b'Shabbos Levakar Eitz Altinek HaNoylad, Shu'a Ovel Alteirose Sheshachach. The baby is mourning over the Torah that it lost, K'di'isa v'perek ha'mapels. The Gemara tells us in Nida that the child is learning Torah in utero, so now the baby is in Avelis over the lost Torah. These are the three... What? Fakert, that's how you make someone feel better. Just like we have a Suda Savro when a person's in real Avelis. Food is usually the way to get a person out of his... You're commemorating, you're living, you're giving to him, you're giving to those around him, you're trying to, I guess, make the mood a little better. These are the three reasons we all know, the Shema Sedeshen and the two reasons here. Yeah.
We know it's Bayom HaShemini, of course it has to pass.
All right, that's why I think that's why it's on Shabbos. So I like to say over when I get stuck speaking at Shalom Zachar is that I think the pshat is deeper than this. This middle pshat I always say over is that the baby has to experience a Shabbos in their parents' home. It's not just enough to experience a Shabbos. You have to see how did your parents experience a Shabbos. The child lives a Shabbos, a Torah dik a Shabbos. How parents live a Shabbos in a spiritual way. Shabbos means something. It means Torah and it means Avodah and it means growth. That's what the baby needs to go through. Yeah, okay. You know, come on. Go easy on the speaker. He's trying his best. Okay, that's what comes out. Those are the standard reasons. We'll see in a few minutes some other more creative reasons. Lamasha, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, it takes issue with the Ramah. Because what did the Ramah say? The Ramah says we have a Suda Umishter, and you come to the baby and you taste something. So ask the Aruch HaShulchan in number 7. He says, Ve'ein Aloshen Meduik. The Ramah doesn't seem to be consistent. Shemaschel besudu mishta. He starts off talking about a big party. Umisayim b'ti'ima. And he ends up a little tasting. Well, which one is it? Is it a full-blown party or is it just, you know, a little bit snack on? Ube'emes ein aminig besuda. Sakta Aruch HaShulchan, the custom is not to make a full-blown party. Even though I hear in some communities that is the minig today, to go all out on a Shalom Zachar. Okay, fine. Rak b'ti'imas peiris. Should just serve fruit. V'kayrin ze ben zachar. It's called a ben zachar. I never heard that being called, but I guess in the Vardik, that's what it was. Ulamachos b'Shabbos Acharatil, but then there's another step, Zakta Aruch HaShulchan. The next morning after davening, Nichnosim Eitzah Yoledes, you come to the mother. Litein Mazel Tov, this is very, not so accepted today. The men come to the mother and wish a Mazel Tov. You know, today you say that in your shul, you'll get in trouble. That's not so accepted. The Karim Lezeh Shalom Zachar, that's the Shalom Zachar. He calls the Shalom Zachar what no one does. His Shalom Zachar is what you do the next day. The next morning after davening, everyone comes home because that's exactly what every new mother wants. 50 strangers piling into her house Shabbos morning. Yeah, exactly. I can imagine why this minhag stopped very quickly. But okay. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'noyagim, and the minhag is, Shalitim Klum. Then you don't eat. Okay, she's not interested in feeding you. V'ayimim shezeu mitakonis ha-medina levli lahachbir alabalabayis. Alabalabris. That's pashit. You don't want to make it harder than them. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the whole experience is very quick. You come Friday night, you have some fruit, you move on, you go the next day, wish the Mazel Tov. That's the whole experience. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a gevaldik chiddush, a new pshat in why we do Shalom Zachar. A very unique understanding. He writes in number 8, Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, I think it's a gevaldik pshat. He says like this, V'rabbeinu hitziyo she'ula yishloim al pidivei Rambam. Rabbi Soloveitchik thinks the minhag for Shalom Zachar was based on a Rambam. We said it's based on a Tosfos. He says it's based on a Rambam. Why? The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, "Shekishoisim dvar ma'elu lechalos haShabbos b'tam pikuach nefesh." When you do things for the sake of pikuach nefesh, ain oisim la'idei nochim la'idei ktanim la'idei avodim elaidei gdoyisov v'chachameim. When you have to violate the Shabbos for someone who's sick, you don't have it done by a kid. You don't have it done by, you do it by the rabbi. The Rosh Hashiva, the rabbi, the Gadol Hador should be the one to be mechal the Shabbos. To show that Pekuach Nefesh is a serious thing, and that's why we're violating the Shabbos. V'hine, it says about salvation, Gevaldik idea. How you led this, a lady after having a baby, at least until the bris, she has the status of a yesh basakon. First of all, for sure, if she doesn't say that she needs it, but if she says, yeah, I need you to turn on the light for me, I need this, that, you'd be allowed to. So he says like this, the minig used to be, Friday night after shul, the rav would go to the yeledis' house to ask her, do you need the light on? Can I turn on the air conditioner for you? Do you need this done? Because who's the one that's Mechal Shabbos or Pekuach Nefesh? It's the Mechubadim, the most honored people. So the Rav of the Shul used to walk to the Yeledis' house Friday and ask her, what does she need done for her? He said to him, the Rav wouldn't walk by himself, right? The Gabbai saw the Rabbi walking in the other direction. He said, Rabbi, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to visit the Yeledis. The rabbi can't walk alone, so the president walked with him, and then the vice president walked with him, and the secretary, whoever else in the shul. So from that, says Rabbi Salvation, came to be that everyone goes together to escort the rabbi to the Yeledis' house. Now, obviously, this doesn't explain why we do it after davening, after the meal. It doesn't explain why there's food there. But again, it's a very interesting idea to Rabbi Salvation. He thinks that the minig was based on this idea that the rabbi used to go Friday night after shul. Maybe the rabbi used to do it after the meal. Maybe that's where it came from. The rabbi used to do it after the meal. He figured Shabbos just started an hour ago. She probably doesn't need anything. But after the meal, maybe now she needs something. So after the meal, the rabbi would get up. And I guess somehow they knew where the rabbi was going. I don't know. And the minhag became that we all go to the Yeledis' house. So right, so we're salvation.
Yeah. Do we still say that the first week?
She could be, depending on how she feels. Depending on how she feels, definitely can't be such a status of a chayli sheyesh b'sakon. So I found over here, there's a couple of terrific svarim written on. Yeah. The Fizet, right. The Fizet, he'd be the only one with that one. That's right. I should have tried to play that card this week. Okay, I didn't realize. Okay, that's a good idea. So the Sefer Bris Ephraim, right? Any Sefer that starts with Bris, you can kind of figure where it's going. It's probably on something to do with Bris Milah. So the Sefer Bris Ephraim, he brings down another pshat, number 9. He says, V'yesha kasvu, to mishum dat tinik shu noki mechet, choshev kitzadik. The baby is the most important person in this entire community. He's the most innocent person. He says, why do we have a minhag that when a big gadol comes to the town, everyone comes to visit him? Because you want to be around great people. So he says here also, we go on Shabbos to visit the baby because he's the biggest gadol. He's the one who's the cleanest. He's the cleanest. He has no averus on his cheshbon, and therefore we go. So in the same, so the Dagol Merivava, the Naidi Behuda, says he has trouble understanding the Trumas HaDeshin's reason. He says, if you accept the Trumas HaDeshin's reason that we make a Shalom Zachar to commemorate the fact that the baby came out safe and healthy, correct the Trumas HaDeshin number 10, 3 lines from the bottom, Kasha, Lo Mein Oisin Suda Gamlu Nikeva. Why are we being so one-sided over here? Girls have the same cheshbon. Now again, I'd add that's true for Rabbi Salavitch's pshat. That's probably, again, that doesn't work for the pshat about the bris, but it's still true for the pshat about the child forgets the Torah. I think, I don't know for sure, but I think girls also learn Torah in utero, I think. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But the other pshat of Rabbi Salvation is for sure shefit for a girl, but the Rebbe Yehuda asks from the Trumas HaDeshin. And therefore he comes up with a different pshat, but he disagrees. And that's a very strong kasha. The pasha, the answer I'd have to suggest is because it's all coming off of the Gemara, and the case of the Gemara was Yeshua HaBen. The party was made for a boy, and that's why the minig was it's made for a boy. But after all the smoke clears and all the different reasons you give, it is a little bit of a hard sell why taka is it not for the girls as well. Right, that pshat maybe, right, that pshat perhaps won't fit as well. Right, that's correct. In that pshat it won't fit as well, yeah, I think you're right. If you look in the Bris Avraham, in the Bris Ephraim, he says over an interesting idea from the Chassam Sefer. He quotes the Chassam Sefer in Drushes. It's very hard to go through the Chassam Sefer in Drushes. There are pages and pages and pages. So I trusted his Mar Makam over here. He writes, in the first line, he says, because of Chassam Sefer in Drushes, the Shnei Tam Elu, Echad Tolui B'Sheni. It says the two above pshatim are really connected to the other. Because if the baby would have not forgot his Torah, if this baby would taka be, never forget his Torah, he'd be the most important person in the world. He knows Kol Torah Kula. Who knows Kol Torah Kula today? So he says, V'rak mishum sheshokach ha-Torah shalomad, ein roi l'kabal p'nei ha-shchina. Kodim shetav ha-Shabbos. He says that that's the two pshatim, you know, complement each other. Because this baby forgot his Torah, plus the fact that he's going to go through a Shabbos, that's why we put the two together, and one's a cause of the other. Okay. If you look in the Rishonim, in the Orches Chaim was written by the Rishonim, Aaron Milunil. He writes at number 12, the Nogu, this is an interesting meaning, maybe you might, many of you might not want to hear this, but listen to what he writes. The Nogu b'chol mekamei seinu, shemi shemol es b'noi, someone who makes a bris, oy machnes b'noi yibite l'chuppah, or you make a chasana, shemashlim im kol soinov, you make peace with all your enemies. Before you go to chasana with your child, you make peace with all your enemies, v'koyro oysen lechav l'smeichim, you make a party and you invite them to a party. Can you imagine the night before chasana, you invite all your enemies? You gotta go through your phone and all the people I can't stand, who I didn't give an invitation to. But I'm inviting them tonight to come sit in my house. The night before I make a chasana, I want to invite them to a party. If I can't, you want them to give a bracha. If this guy hates your guts, he's going to spend the whole time saying, I hope this marriage has trouble, and I hope things go wrong at the chasana, I hope everything fails. You don't want that. You want to make it work. So he writes, the gam miskabts and kol alcohol. You gather the whole community. Zikenim v'noshim v'taf. Everyone's got to come. Bilel HaShabbos. Everyone's got to come Friday night. Ubelel Shmini. And the night before the bris. That's what we call the modern day Vachnach, which is the night before. Ve'achach bo ha-sandokim v'noisim mois. This is another big one. And then the sandokim come. The sandik comes. V'noisim mois yoledes. And he pays for everything. Ve'achach kolecha ve'achach l'fimal yosei. This is the time when you write out checks. So it used to, again, I don't know, that doesn't work well for Friday night, but it used to be that all these big events, right before you make the event, you'd gather everyone together and help defray the cost. Help everyone pay a little bit. Everyone gave a little bit of money to allow it to help. This would be, this way a poor person wouldn't feel guilty. Everyone does this. This is a protocol. Protocol in the community. Everyone comes to everyone else and everyone writes out checks. And therefore it would help people pay for their various. So writes the Orchas Chaim. So if you look over here, in number 13, they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky the very, very interesting shiloh. If the baby is not present, is there still any reason to make a shalom zach? So again, the truth is you should really work out the reasons for why we make a shalom zach. If the shalom zach has to do with the Trumas Hadeshen, that has really nothing to do with the baby. The baby is merely the vehicle that creates the feeling of the parents to appreciate what happened. But the baby is really irrelevant. If you go with the reason of the Taz about the medrash of, you know, before you makav the baby, people have to come see him, then people have to come see him. If you go with the reason of the fact that he's losing his Torah, so then l'chayre, he should at least be present at the event of we're trying to be Menachem Ovel him. If it's like Rabbi Salavitchik, so then again, the mom is relevant, not the baby. Then the shaila is if the mom's not home, mom's in the hospital. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered. Now we all know the answer, right? We've all been to Shalom Zachas without the mother there, without the baby there. We've been to Shalom Zachas in shuls where the baby's not in the same place. We all know the answer. But what does Reb Chaim Kanievsky write? Zehu rak zecher l'shalom zachar. This is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's humor. Right? It's a zecher to a Shalom Zachar. It's not the real deal. Why? Hu rak b'makim shatinek nimtzasham. A real Shalom Zachar can only take place where the baby's there. So writes Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Now, we all know that's not the accepted custom, because we've all been to Shalom Zachars that don't have the mom, don't have the baby, or are not in the same room. But in theory, he writes that he thinks that the real Shalom Zachar, the real McCoy, is if the baby's there. Again, it should depend upon the reasons. Interestingly enough, his father, the stipler, is quoted in number 14. The stipler had a son-in-law named Reb Shlomo Berman, who was a big gadol. He was a big lamdan. If I'm not mistaken, he died relatively young. He was a big gadol. So he made a shalom zocher. Sorry. And the mom and the baby were still in the hospital. He still said Kriyishma. As we'll see a little later, the stipler had an interesting meaning. He always recited Kriyishma. Not at what we call the Vachtach. He recited Kriyishma at the Shalom Zach. So you see, the stipler created the Shalom Zach even though the baby wasn't there. That seems to be a little against his son. Okay, so maybe they disagree on this point. If Moshe Shtermich has a tshuva where he discusses the shayla of having a Shalom Zach without mom and baby present, and he says, if you go with the reason quoted by the Taz, that we're trying to be menachim the baby over his loss, it doesn't really help us if the baby's in the hospital. What good does a party in the house do if the baby's in North Shore or LIJ or South Nassau? What exactly does it do for the baby? So maybe in theory, the baby knows, we're giving a lot of credence to a three-day-old baby, that the baby is well aware that there's a party taking place in his honor, in his house, so that makes him feel better. A little hard to understand. So Moshe Shtemach writes in 15, he says, that's what there used to be a minig to eat some form of beans. We'll see that's why the minig is to eat arbus, chickpeas, because it's round for the avelus. The baby's there. We mentioned that Ramah uses such a lashon. You go etzel hatinuk. That was the lashon of the Ramah. If you want to be a medayik in the Ramah said you're supposed to go etzel hatinuk. Okay, according to our salvation, it's not the baby, it's the mother that we're concerned about. But if neither of the two of them are there, then the reason doesn't apply. But then he says no. He says, "Umi unirish ikra tam shemisham b'shabes u'api mash b'vor b'zayir kodesh." Shekol ha'shvua mizbarich m'shabes kodesh. He says, "Umi shishtabach." No, I'll tell you why you make a shamzach without the baby there. Because why do you? What's the significance of Shabbos? Because the whole hashpa of the week comes from Shabbos. L'chein yesh chashivas l'shabes l'fnei nesuin l'fnei amila ayafil l'fnei yortzei. This is a big drush idea that the Shabbos before something. That's the idea between Shabbos chazon and Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos before a big event, the hashpa of that event comes from the Shabbos preceding it. That's a big idea in Svar. So he says, so what's the connection? Says Rashi Shemach, the Shabbos before the bris, you're already starting to get ready for what's going to happen a week later. So therefore he says, everyone comes and gives you brachas. So the kayach for the bris later comes from the Shabbos now. So therefore there's still a reason to make it the Shabbos now. You give a bracha, you praise Hashem. Therefore it makes sense to make it even though the baby's not there. I don't know why he has to get so drushy. I don't know why I can't just say because according to the Truma Sadesh, it has nothing to do with the baby. According to the Truma Sadesh, it has to do with the fact that the baby came out safe and is well. So that's nothing to do with the baby. He doesn't say that. And then he ends off V'chein HaMinuk, that we all know. Common custom today is you make a Sham Zachar wherever, no matter whether the baby's there. And then he has a discussion whether or not women are supposed to come to a Sham Zachar. So we quoted the Archas Chaim. That's from the Rishonim, who wrote that the minhag used to be everyone used to come, men, women, and children. And he says, yeah, why shouldn't the women come? He says, as long as it's not bitaruvus, as long as it's not mixed, why shouldn't the women come? He says, there's no reason not to. He says, v'raka nashim boim levarich, v'nashim kishesh chash revuvia, v'raka shen chash revuvia muta, why not? Why shouldn't the women also come to partake and to give shevach v'aidah to HaKadosh Baruch? What happened, so that's what, no, I put over at number 16, is that the minig is to have adoshim, some form of a bean or a lentil. Maybe that's why the minig now is to have chalent at a shalom zach. That's became very popular now. And I don't know about the potato kugel so much, but the challenge at least is because it's beans. Beans is a simen avelus. So we want to have simen avelus. Why? Because the pshat that the baby is len avelus, that's why we serve machal avelus. An interesting shayla that often comes up is what happens if a baby... What? Over his Torah, right. The fact that he lost his Torah. That itself is a whole drasha. What does that mean? He lost the Torah. Why? The famous kash is, why teach it if he's going to lose it? So the answer is, it's a lot easier to retrieve something you once knew than something you never contacted with him before. That's a big drush. What happens if a baby's born Friday night, 10 o'clock at night? Well, let's say the baby's born Friday night in the winter. So Friday night in the winter Shabbos starts at 5:30, and the baby's born at 6 o'clock. When do you make the Shalom Zachar? Do you make the Shalom Zachar that Friday night? When do you make the Shalom Zachar? The following Friday night. When is the proper time to make the Shalom Zachar? So from all the places where you would not think to find the Shaila, the Prima Gadim and Hechaz Pesach discusses the Shabbos, the Shaila. Where is the Prima Gadim? The Prima Gadim is in Tav Mem Dalet. That's Hechaz Pesach. That's when Pesach coincides with Shabbos. There in the back, the Prima Gadim talks about the Shaila. It's unbelievable. That's where he would discuss it. That's where.
He did with the Seder.
So he writes, he says, the yearly, Zach the Prima Gadim. What's even more is not where this Prima Gadim is. That I don't expect too many people to know, but what the Prima Gadim says? Prima Gadim says, Epshlem Zalman says over Maisa, that one of his Rabbeim, that the first Shabbos after they got Smicha, they were presented with this Shaila. And it was Gvaldik, because it was right after Pesach. And then when you're a rabbi, you got to learn all of Hilchos Pesach. So he learned some Tuf Mem Dal in Hilchos Pesach. So he knew the answer to this Shaila. Because this is not found in Hilchos in Yaradei, it's an Aruch Chaim. Says the Prima Gadim, the yearly. Im Neulad ben Zocha Belel Shabbos Lach Hatzei Zekachovim V'akol Lispalu Arvus, number 17, says the Prima Gadim. If a baby was born Friday night after Tzei Zekachovim, let's say in the winter, the baby was born at 8 o'clock at night in the winter, or in the summer at 10 o'clock at night, and you ready, David Mayim, and you ready to make Shabbos? Yesh Loima Dekoyin Lezocha Belel Zeh. This night, this Friday night, is the Shalom Zocha. Loi Belel Shalef Na'amila, and not the Friday night before the bris. Why do we make a Shalom Zachar? To commemorate the birth, the safety of the birth. The birth happened right now. Why are you going to wait a week to commemorate it? So he says, V'karv l'leidah sh'oistim b'shabbos sh'akom etzvim b'tein v'oistim b'lal shabbos samach l'leidah. V'im kei mashm sh'b'shabbos sh'niyah samach l'milah lo'y have a mitzvah. It's not the next night. It's not the next Friday night. So the Prima Gadim passes Alach L'maisa, and this happens so often. How many times have people been to a Shabbos bris? If you've ever been to a Shabbos bris, when do they make the Shalom Zachar? It's always the Friday night before the bris. So obviously, if the baby is born, depends, if the baby is born on Shabbos day, obviously the Shalom Zachar. But what happens if the baby is born Friday night? So everyone knows it's always the next Shabbos. According to the people of God, that's not correct.
How'd they find that?
Huh?
That's
the answer. Says the Evan Yisrael, the reason why we don't follow this Prima Gadim is not because the Prima Gadim is wrong in Svara, and not because the Prima Gadim is wrong in Lomdus. It's practically. Very practical. You can't put a Shalom Zachar together so fast. It's not practical. Says the Sefer Evan Yisrael number 18. Right. It's not going to happen. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have these wonderful Bika Cholim wings and wonderful things, terrific things you can do, but normally it's not Shaykh. You can't get the beer together that fast. So
or
says
get
that,
the
or get the message out that fast. Okay. We had to share a few, probably maybe even years ago, where we spoke about, you know, calling, having the nurse to call the house to relay a message, what the baby is, whether that's mutter, that's shvos to shvos, the makim mitzvah. We discussed on shaylas whether or not that's permitted.
Really have to be there.
For what? For the Shalom Zachar?
For the Shalom Zachar.
Chayr not, right?
You know,
that's what we're saying now. Well, it depends who you ask. So he says very geschmack. He says over here, V'achshuv einogim kein rak oisin zocha davka b'lo shabbos lefne amila. V'chei gosev v'rab Yaakov emdin, v'hatam, shenoigim kein efshol loima b'pshitas v'shem d'lai chinu adayin atzmei mishne u'madal ma'asud ha-zocha. So as the Sefer Evan Yisrael, practically, you don't have enough time to get it together. What do you want to do? A makeshift shalom zocha? That's what the minig is. But if you want to be fair and honest, the Prima Gadim says not like that. Prima Gadim says it should be the first Friday night. So now the shaila comes out, if we treat a Shalom Zachar like a Sudas Mitzvah, may an Ovel attend a Shalom Zachar. Very negated the shaila. People that are in Avelis Yud Beis Chayish, very often a Shalom Zachar does pop up. So are they, should they attend the Avel? Should they attend the Shalom Zachar? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igros Moshe in Yerodea. I believe it's Chelik Gemul, it's Kemat, the last tshuva in Yerodea Chelik Gemul. Right after that, there's one more tshuva where he talks about the Erev in Brooklyn. But over there, Rav Moshe discusses going to a Shalom Zachar, and he writes like this. Ulesuda Shalom Zachar, Shaisim B'lal Shabbos, Im Hu Karavi Yedid, if it's a very close friend, doesn't have to be family, but a close friend. So Rav Moshe, Rashai Leilach, Shieschashiv Kifar Hesir. Rav Moshe's line of thinking is, it's Avelis B'fah Hesir. This guy's your best friend. Right, you guys have been friends for 35 years. Your neighbors, whatever the story is, and everyone's looking at, hey, where is he? Now the truth is today, there's such a continuous flow in the Shalom Zachar. He could have been the first shift, he could have been the second shift. I had a guy who's very close, not with me, he's very close to my in-laws, and I noticed he wasn't at the Shalom Zachar. So he came over to me, he said, I fell asleep. I slept through it. I said, I also did, don't worry about it. Or at least I would have, you know, maybe could have. So we don't always know who's there. But Dr. Moshe Taveros Befahes, I had a shayla the other way once. I was at a shayla where there was a fellow was an Avelis Yud Beis Chaydish. He was sitting, he ate the suda in the house where the Shalom Zachar was going to take place. So for him to get up and leave, that's Avelis Befahes. But for me to come out of the way, to come to your house, but Rav Moshe writes, if you're a karovi, you did, it's mutter.
So it's not a
Sudas
Mitzvah?
It is a Sudas Mitzvah, but the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says not every Sudas Mitzvah is so posh that an Ovel can come to. I didn't photocopy it, but there's more to talk about over here. There's a Pischei Tshuva over there in Yerodea, as is the Beis Yehuda on the side, who passes right off the bat, Mutter. Sudas Mitzvah and Ovel is a lot of come, nothing to talk about. No Shaila at all. Rav Moshe doesn't go that way. Rav Moshe says it should depend. Let's say the guy's not your close friend, and you guys are, you know, off and on. So according to Rav Moshe, it wouldn't be Mutter to go. Right? There's no Avelis Professor. I didn't come because of the weather. Let's say it's a horrible weather night. It's a pouring rainy. It's the winter. So who knows why you didn't show up? You didn't show up. Maybe you're away for Shabbos. Who knows? So I think Rav Moshe's tshuva is a little controlling. It's a little binding. You have to be careful. Does everyone thinks that he's my yedid in my car? Maybe, yeah, maybe not.
Even though there's no bread,
it's still considered a gathering.
The only reason he goes is because it's on Shabbos for the service.
That's correct. So the Nitta Gavriel. That's right. That's correct.
People make the Shalom Zachar in more than one place, in the hospital for whatever.
People do that. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing to lose. Yeah, a little extra beer goes a long way. It's all good.
Is this the only place in Halacha that we define a Suda as not being bread?
Not necessarily. It's called the Sudas Mitzvah. There's no bread there, right? This is one of those examples. Correct. So the Nitta Gavriel Tzinner, perhaps going with the more Chassidish angle, he writes no. Number 20 says Motel Avul Shtata B'Sudas Shaisim B'Lal Shabbos Hanukkah Shalom Zachar Afil B'Tech Shloishim. No Rav Moshe's lomdis about being a best friend. No. It's Motel to go. The Yeshayim Misha Asul Avul Shtata B'Sudas Mitzvah. Paskins with the Gavriel Tzinner. Shein Oisim Sudas Rakum Mina Tagim. He says today it's not a party. It's a little something. Umine markeches. What do they serve? A little bit, some chickpeas and a beer. It's a small party. Lukuli amamutter. He thinks today everyone would agree and Ovel may attend the Shalom Zachar. So it is a shail. It's not so poshut. I think many people, some like Rav Moshe, that if it's someone that you're the best friend and you're always at every event, it would be mutter to go. The Stipler discusses a shail. What happens Let's say the baby is not getting a bris milah for many, many months. Let's say often you have a baby born a preemie, and the baby's going to take a very long time until he has his shalom zach. But Baruch Hashem, the baby survived, he's okay. But for medical reasons, when do you make the shalom zach?
Wait, why do you have to wait?
No, that's the question. I'm asking, when do you make the shalom zach? So l'cha'ayrug, if you go back to all the reasons, it should make a difference. If it has to do with the baby coming out, so then it should be whenever the baby comes out. If it has to do with the bris, let's say the pshat that the Taz said, the reason why we do it is because before he goes to the bris, he has to go through Shabbos. He's not going to bris for 3 months. So why don't you wait till then? So if you look in Yakut Yosef, and Bavad Yosef's son, he writes, even though there's no way you're giving this baby bris this week, why does he say Ashkenazim? Because Sfarim don't make Shalom Zachar. That's an interesting thing I found out when I was learning the Sugya. Sfarim don't make Shalom Zachar. And if you find Sfarim do, it's because they have Ashkenazic background. I have a friend of mine who's Sfari. I said, you made a Shalom Zachar? He said, yeah, it's the Ashkenazi side of me that made a Shalom Zachar. It's not found in Shulchan Aruch. It's only found in the Ramah. They do not make a Sfarim don't make a Shalom Zachar. They do make a big party the night preceding the bris. That's they call Sudas Lil Bris Yitzchak. That's a big party. That's a big party Sfarim make and Chassidim make. The Litvishas don't really celebrate it so much.
So it but come out to look like a Shalom Zachar.
Right. Then it could be.
I actually went to one. It was one of the most beautiful events that I attended. They had Rabbi Ben Chaim. A lot of other Sfarim's Rabbanim. I didn't even, until you said this, it was a Shabbos bris.
Yeah.
The singing. And
yeah, it's very spiritual. Well, hopefully if we get to, we'll talk about for Sfarim and Chassidim, the Vachnach, or that's the Yiddish version, or the Leil bris, Leil Yitzchak, as the Sfarim called, the night before the bris, is the big party. That's the big party. In the Chassidim, someone told me this, I didn't know this. In the Chassidim, Vachnachs got so out of hand, they had to make a takana. Takanas on how to control the spending on a Vachnach. Can you just imagine that? That's how out of control they got. I know, I made one for my son tonight, the whole thing took 5 minutes, I don't know. There was some pekulach given out, there was no hot food, there's nothing else. We don't need a takana for that. But hopefully we'll see that's the bigger event. So he writes over here, for Ashkenazim, because Sfarim don't make this. Sfarim don't have a Shalom Zachar. So if you go to a Sfarish Shalom Zachar, make sure you call him on and ask him why you're doing it. So he says, well, when do Ashkenazim do it? He says, that night. He says, you make it the Leil Shabbos HaSamach Leida. V'smach L'zeh Mehamed Rishanal Sheiru Pnei Matrinusa V'ayinu Leil Shabbos. He says, no, the Pshat is the baby needs to go through a Shabbos. So it's a Shabbos, the first Shabbos. That's what he writes.
What happens if the first Shabbos is Yom Kippur?
Oh, we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah. Okay. When I couldn't find anything about Yom Kippur or Pesach. The best I could find was what happens if you have a Shalom Zachar on Leil Rosh Hashanah. I couldn't find anything about Leil Pesach. I had in my head something. I thought someone talked about it. I wasn't zeichel to find, but I'm sure there's literature out there. What do you do if the Shalom Zachar is Pesach? Let's say Friday night is the first night of the Seder. It happened in my shul 2 years ago. They made a bris the first day Pesach. That was Shabbos. So I've never heard of a Shalom Zachar at the Seder yet, but I'm sure, or Leil Yom Kippur. I've never heard of either. But Leil Rosh Hashanah, I found at least a source for. So if you look over here. Huh? That's right. There's not much to party about. So if you look in the stipler number 22, he says, "Ben Yisholm Zocher Shabris Lo Yebizmani Beizhi Shabbos Lasayse Im Samech Oleida Im Samech Lebris." He says, "Yesh Shtei Deres Bezeh." He says, "There's actually two opinions about this." He says, "Va'oymeli Moiv Rebbe," but the stipler said, "Shetorach Lishol Eich Noyagim." The stipler didn't rule like Yaakov Tosef. Oh yeah, it's the first one. He says, "Yeah, I don't know what the minog is. I think today the minog is we do it the first Shabbos. I think that is the minog, but it is a shaila. It's a question of when to make it." Then I put over here number 23. Beroiv kilas asfardim in the Sfardish communities. Lo inagu la'arich suda shalom zachar below Shabbos. They don't make a shalom zachar. Omnom b'no amon. I'm not really sure what community that is. They have something called sudas mishta below Shabbos. But Minik Frankfurt. This is interesting. She'im mazminim l'zachar. They don't invite people to the shalom zachar. Ela machrizim basic nesses acher kaddish shabam madlikin. After the kaddish by bama madlikin, which for yakis at the end of davening, you have it davened by the yakis. Kol oilam yavoel azachar etzal pleini. They give like this general statement. Everyone should come to this guy's house after this and this hour that there's a shalom zachar. Okay. Now let's go to the chassidish version. So I found this gevaldik sefer called Kedushas Shel Aaron. It's a sefer about ma'isach from Aaron from Bells. The Belzer Rebbe. This is a Gevaldika story. I thought, very rarely do I put stories in the Marma Kerms, but I thought this one would be very enjoyable. It says like this, Havi Ovda, there was a Maisa. Ve'echad Shaloi Nimna al Mishpachas Chassidus. This family was not part of any specific Chassidic group. Ha'yulei Ben Sheyesh Shaloi Roitz Levteich, Shaloi Roitz Levteich Piv. The baby, they had a child who never wanted to open up his mouth to say anything spiritually. The kid didn't want to daven, he didn't want to learn, didn't want to make brachas. He was against anything spiritual. Loi belimud, loi betfila. Actually, yada av l'shitas atzoy. The lost his atzoy's benafshi. The father was heartbroken. He has a kid. The kid's there, 6 years old. He's supposed to go to the elementary school yeshiva ketana, and the kid doesn't want to daven. He doesn't want to learn. He doesn't want to do anything. The gomer oisoy lahachnis al morana marem im kvitel. So he went to the rebbe with a kvitel. Okay, kishenichtas Oma Morin Agabe Reb Shalom Fegel, shekaras akvitl, he read the kvitl, sheivares im osu shalom zocha layel. The Gabi said, ask the father, did they ever make a shalom zocha for this boy? This is a real Rebbe Shemaisa. You're going to love this. Right? Did you ever make a shalom zocha for the boy? Okay. Nan Reb Shalom Bistam also shalom zocha. The Gabi said to him, what are you talking about? Everyone makes a shalom zocha today. Bistam, they made one. Ula Morin Chaz Yishuv Amala Tishal. No, I want you to research. Im ha yaloy riyel a shalom zocha. Did this boy ever have a shalom zocha? But everyone says it about the kiddush for the girl. Here it's for the boy. For Omnam, Ono Ha'ava Omer Shaloi. Dad said, you're right, we never made a shalom zocha. We were busy, it was flying, maybe it was on Shabbos, whatever the case was, and we never made a shalom zocha for the baby. Okay. Besnatzu Shayel, Noel Be'er of Shabbos Amal Chachashecha. The baby was born on Friday, right before Shabbos. V'kvar lo yehoi shos b'yad l'heichen to the zocha, there's no time. Ubi Shabbos ha'bo ha'rei kvar ha'ya bris. And the next Shabbos, they were so preoccupied with the bris, or they held like the prima godim, and therefore they didn't do it, whatever the story was. L'chein kim de t'chi t'chi v'lo yosu the zocha kha. We never made it. Listen to the Belzer Rebbe. Pasach moron v'oim hatam sh'oisim suda zochahu, a new reason why we make a shalom zochah. K'chazal omel pesach hatas revitz, sh'miyad k'shenoy l'odom nechlas b'yitzahar. The moment the person is created, he already had attached them to Yitzahar. Al kein b'lel Shabbos k'yish harishon l'chayav, the first Friday night of his life, oisim suda zochah. V'akol boyin mevorchem es avi ayel b'brachas, and we give brachas to the father. You know why? V'yidid anitin k'yich l'ayel l'skabal yitzrei. Somehow, all the brachas that the baby gets at the Shalom Zohar gives the baby the power to fight against the Yetzirah. This is probably where they got the story about the kiddush and the girls and the brachas. Says the Belzer Rebbe, this is about a boy and the Shalom Zohar. U'miachish li'osis suda zohar ein by k'yich l'skabal. The baby has no way of fighting off the Yetzirah. Next Shabbos, says the Belzer Rebbe, make this 6-year-old a Shalom Zachar. And everyone will come and give you brachas. Like you do for a regular baby. Now, we all don't have to read the last two lines. We all know how Rebbe Shemaisach ends, right? And he did it! And Sunday morning, the kid went to yeshiva and his mouth just opened and he learned Torah and he made brachas and he davened. Happy ending story. So, Zach the Belzer Rebbe, anupshat. The reason why we make a Shalom Zocher is to give the brachas to fight off the Yetzihara that's trying to bring down children from learning Torah today. Okay. Very, very nice, Rebbe Shemais. Okay. In any case, send them Shalom Zalman number 31. What happens if you have a Shalom Zocher on Leil Rosh Hashanah? Now, Rosh Hashanah night is not exactly the time where people get together to party. It's not exactly the right setting. So what do you do? So Shalom Zalman writes in number 31, V'Shalom Zocher b'Leil Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbos Ein Oisim B'Riba Im B'Shash HaBosses. You don't make the party like you would on a regular Friday night. V'Gam Le'Nogu L'Hachriz Al Kach V'Esek. You don't even announce it in shul. You know, small neighbors get together, make a little shashtil, a couple brachas, but none of these major, major parties. I would assume Kippur is something like that also. Okay, so we're supposed to talk about Vachnachs also tonight. But before we move on today, I want to talk about another thing. When people have babies, so before they have the baby, they make the gabbai in the shul makes the father of the baby to be nuts that he has to do psicha 1,500 times. Every time there's a learning, he has to do a psicha. Where on earth does that come from? So now we'll talk about that for a second. That's because I'm a big proponent against this. When my wife got into the ninth month, the gabbai told me, you have to start doing psicha. I said, no, we're not doing this because the ninth month is a long time. So I said, no. I said, I have a minhag. I do it once, and usually when she's already in labor. That's usually when I do it. Usually in the morning when I see already the way things are going to go, I try to do a psicha that day. So this time around, I ended up doing a couple extra psichas. Maybe that's why it went easier. I don't know. So my wife always says, you're such a knacker. You're taking it on my cheshbon. It's supposed to make my life easier. Who are you to judge? Now, who made up this thing that psicha equals an easier birth? So Reb Yitzchak Abadi was asked this, Shaila number 32. The answer is Yitzchak Abadi Shaila. Im yesh mekor, is there any source lemash enoygim shabachedish atchi leibur ishtei shabal yase psicha zahichel? Is there any mekor for this psicha thing? So if you ask any gabbai, every gabbai knows this. Like every gabbai knows exactly when the guy's entering the ninth month, and they count the miyom liyom, and they got to figure it out, right? They got to see the medical records. You got to make sure. Says everybody, ein lozem minug besar mamu for some etzlonu. It's not in the regular books that me and you learn. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. It's not Taz and Shach, right? He says va'ate heruni mashikosav achida. Someone pointed out to me that it's written in the Chida, b'moira be'etzba, one of the Chida's many, so Chida wrote many, many svarim. He writes, v'adayin ein li b'zeh k'dei smicha. That doesn't really shake me up, says Reb Yitzchak Abadi. The fact that it's written in the Chida, Chida wrote a lot of things. He says, v'oy d'zeh bor m'loshan ha-chida atzma shloi ro zeh be'eze sefer kadmen. Even the Chida, it's not like the Chida said he saw it in one of the Rishayim. Elo shekacha yimine ge'ir. That's what the Chida did in his city. Okay, very nice. Umash Kosov Shiesh Bazet Tam Gam Ken Alpi Asoid, may he says Alpi Soid, he no beer is his dwarf, he doesn't explain what it is. Umay Essa, what should I do? I don't understand Soid. So Bitsa Gabadi doesn't seem to give it he doesn't give it too much credence, too much validity. So they asked the Shah to Yaakov Edelstein, in Eretz Yisrael, and his answer, they asked him like this. Number 33. Ma shenoygim shemisha ishte nechnes lechedesh atchiyu oyla ba'al l'psichas ha'orin v'sugul yaleida kalo ha'im dai pamachas yishukal ha'marim mishubach. So they asked him not where it comes from, but how often you have to do it. So he says, in any idea, I have no idea. The more you do, it's better. Once a week. So again, there's no great sources for all these things that we do, but it became Allah Chumash Mesina. Everyone knows. Your wife gets into a month, you have to do psicha every single time they take it as a Zevater. To my knowledge, I don't know where it comes from, and I don't know where it's brought down such a school. So we'll leave it at that. Another thing that, once we're talking about babies, is very often there are people that put things in the baby's crib for like a school. They'll put svarim and they'll put things in. Is that a shayla of bizoy asvarim?
Yeah.
So they asked this to the Deber Tzina Rav, the Be'er Moshe. He says, Nishalti, I was asked. Im nochen adovim ashahar ben noigin laniach tachas reish yelad katan below milah. So they put it the night before his milah. Sifri hakodesh noim alimelech. They put that in. Teiras Moshe lachsam sefer. This I never heard of. To put the sefer lachsam sefer in. Lachsam sefer was so not chassidish. You know, he was so, to put the sefer lachsam sefer in. Or the b'nei sasher. Lahogin al atinik mikopego machla. It's brought down in Svarim, it's based on Azariah Kaddish, that the night before the Mila is really the most important time to protect the baby. That's why the whole meaning of Avachnach became, we're not going to get to it tonight, we ran out of time, but the real meaning had to do with the fact that that's when the baby needs the most Shmira, and it's an interesting idea. It's because the Yetzirah is fighting so hard not to allow the Mila to go through. Because Mila is so chashv and so important, the Yetzirah is fighting as tough as he can to ensure the Mila doesn't happen. So we want the baby to have extra Shmira. So can you use Svarim to protect the baby? Says the Deber Tzina Rav, Hey Shavtel if he daiti shari. He thinks it's the right thing to do to allow there to be in the crib of the baby these little, they sell them now, these little svarims, these little books you can put by the baby's head, and this is a shmira for the baby. So that's what some people do. What exactly is the whole story behind the Vachnach? So, and again, in the Svardim, it was supposed to be staying up a whole night learning. It's not about partying, it's about spirituality. It's about davening, and it's about learning, and learning Torah. There used to be a minig, they used to bring a minion of people to learn next to the baby. That's why the minig is many fathers stay up the whole night. I can't tell you I'm going to be able to reach that madriga tonight, but we'll try to learn a little Torah tonight. That's my wife said, how are you going to give a shir the night of the Vachnach? I said, there can't be a better night to give a shir. The whole purpose of the Vachnach, the night before the Bris Milah, is to learn Torah. So how can you can't come up with a better night of the week to give a shir, to learn Torah, to protect the baby? So that's one of the reasons that they do it. So that's the minig. The minig was they used to learn Torah. If you skip down to number 44 in the Sefer Oitzer HaBris, they quote that the minig in Poland was, HaMinig Shamalamdim Melichan HaTinoikah Shol Beis Rabban B'Lailah Shifnei HaMilah L'Mokim Shabanimtzat. They bring the small children. This is what's pretty commonly done. They bring the small children to the baby. V'Kayrin Shom Imoim Kriyashma. They say the parish of Kriyashma. V'Hinoya Matzoifoi. That's what many people do. I saw a beautiful pshat. The reason why we say the first parsha of Kriyashma, the Mishnah says in Brachas, that the reason why we say Vahafta before Vahoya is because Vahoya is mitzvahs, and Vahafta is Kabbal Salmach Hashemayim. Before you do any mitzvahs, you have to have Kabbal Salmach Hashemayim. So before this baby tomorrow, that's in my case, tomorrow, the next day, does any of his mitzvahs, he has to have Kabbal Salmach Hashemayim. That's what the minig is, he says, the pasuk, the first parsha of Shema. But they quote over here on the bottom, if you take a look in the Sefer Mesorah Shemayim, they say Moshe Feinstein himself once went to one of these Vachnachs. Ramesh said back then the adults went also. It wasn't only the kids. Today it's only the small kids who come, but back then it used to be adults as well. That's the meaning of a Vachnach. But again, Mikra, the point is to do things that are shmir for the baby, to protect the baby, to make sure, ensure he gets to the Mila, which is a very big event.